Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us. This is one of the few last shows of 2025. And for those of you that may be regular listeners, I always like to recap our year with some, I think, of course, important people. My boss, in particular, James Pettinato or Jim Pettinato. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Carol. I don't know how important that is, but I appreciate the acknowledgement.
Yes, it is. And for those of you that may not know, Jim Pettinato is the CEO of Way Memorial Hospital here in Honesdale. And again, you know, I always really, I do enjoy having you on the show. Obviously, we work together every day, I know. But I think to bring our community, you know, just kind of up to date, wrap the year up, you know, successes, losses, you know, all of those things that I think our community loves to hear about, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And it's been really a busy year. It's really been a busy 2 years, and really happy that we have been able to secure a lot of physician talent in the last 2 years and bringing it here to the Honesdale and to Wayne County, and also sharing some of those services even with our newly acquired Barnes-Cassin in Susquehanna County, and being able to bring those physician specialty services to the rural communities that we so proudly serve. It's been a lot of expansion, a lot of growth. But obviously, Carol, with the growth, you know as well as I do, it's there comes some real challenges along the way. And while providing the service has been the primary focus, we have to look for ways to stabilize that service and make it sustainable.
Because we are really the first, the only hospital in Wayne County. And, you know, and it's a lot of distance between the next hospitals, right, in the other counties.
It is, and I think that's why the focus was on bringing some of that specialty service care to this community because of the distances involved, the lack of good transportation means all the times to get there. While each county, whether it's Wayne County, Pike County, Susquehanna County, do their best in trying to provide transportation, it's just easier for patients to get the care locally versus having to really travel outside the counties that they're living in to get that. So bringing specialties like urology care, expansion of our GYN services, our urogynecology program, and our a lot of advancements in cardiology. We have really recruited some top-notch physicians, and unfortunately for other areas, it's because of a lot of instability in the healthcare market that has really allowed Wayne to attract and retain those folks. In many situations, to be honest with you, Carol, I don't know whether the public realizes, not only were we able to get the talent here into Wayne and the communities we serve, but if we did not step up and work with these physicians as the healthcare systems and other areas surrounding us has been really challenging, those physicians likely would have left the area.
Right.
And that would have made the access to care even more difficult, with people having to travel even greater distances than they were used to. So I can really think of probably at least three or four instances where the physicians who we reached out to or reached out to us were seriously contemplating leaving the area entirely. And that would have really been a real loss. We are now seeing patients coming from south of Luzerne County to Honesdale, because we're the ones with that specialty service. And while we're real proud of that, we can't lose sight of the fact the main goal was to take care of the people in our own communities. Right. But we are serving a big responsibility now in providing a more regional care approach than Wayne has traditionally been used to.
Right. And be, you know, with those services, we know they're needed in this area because we conduct our community health needs assessment every 3 years, right? So even when you went back to, you know, 2016, 2019, when cardiology was a big, you know, need for our community, we opened our catheterization lab, right? You know, we looked at some other ones in 2022 with urology. So, you know these services are needed in our community.
Absolutely. And, they're, you know, these are very specialized services. So it takes a while that even after you recruit the physician to build the program and be able to make sure we've got all of the other supporting talent that brings the service really to a full closure that people can get everything that they need coming to our location. So again, getting the talent of the physician and those community health needs assessments were critical to identifying what we needed to look for, what we needed to bring. We had many other specialty services approach us as that instability in the region became more and more intense. I will be honest, there were some specialties that we just really felt was too far of a stretch for us,
right,
and would not really rank very high on the specialty needs list out of the assessment. So in some respects, we unfortunately had to turn some folks away.
Right.
And the good news is they were seeking Wayne Memorial to practice with. But the real issue is we don't drive our decision making on the profit side of things.
Mm-hmm.
We really drive our decision making on the needs side. And while they offer great service and very focused, specialized care in other disciplines, they just weren't high on the needs list. So we shared that information with those doctors and hopefully pointed them in a direction that makes their careers successful, but just not something that we could support here.
Right, right. And I just want to kind of go back with you mentioning, you know, Barnes Cason up in Susquehanna County. We have our physician specialty services up there. We have four of our specialties up there, right? We have cardiology, right?
Yes, we do. Cardiology. There's actually, we have joined in with Dr. Pancholi and Dr. Abugnia, and they had a very large practice in Lackawanna County. A lot of people from Susquehanna and Wayne County were seeing them as their primary cardiology mm-hmm. service, and they are now affiliated with Wayne. And Dr. Abugnia has made himself available to continue seeing patients in Susquehanna County because of their presence there at Barnes Cason. And he is still doing outreach there. And Dr. Pancholi is taking care of things here on the Wayne County front. And it's just really, I think, been a good opportunity for people in these rural communities to be able to get access to those doctors locally.
Right. Right. And then we also have the pulmonology services and orthopedic services.
Yes.
And I know there's one more. It'll come to me after like 2 seconds.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. I think, you know, that when we look at cardiology, pulmonology, you can't help but remember that nephrology. So kidney care is
right.
really important. And we have had our nephrologist, Dr. Anally, here with us over 3 years now,
mm-hmm.
and has been very, very supportive of the cardiology service here. You get those three body systems, and typically when one is broke, the other two either are or will be if they're not taken care of.
Right.
So he has been a great asset to this community, not
mm-hmm.
having to travel for that care. We do not do the quote-unquote outpatient dialysis. We partner with DaVita to do that. So Dr. Anally's patients do get their outpatient dialysis with DaVita. But if they need hospitalization now, they can come to Wayne, where their cardiologist is located, where their pulmonologist. Dr. Sean McVeigh has been a mainstay for us,
yes.
and he's our chief of staff and is trained in critical care medicine. We've also seen through some metrics and monitoring an increase in the level of severity of illness that patients are presenting to us with. And there's been a huge increase that has required a lot of our physicians to spend a lot of time in our ICU. Unfortunately, that's been the trend.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is we have the doctors and the talent to take care of those people here now. In the past, to be honest, many times we might have been forced to transfer those patients to larger centers. I'm proud to say, Carol, we've actually been accepting transfers in from other hospitals
yes.
to Wayne Memorial for the access to our services here at the facility, along with our specialists that are on
mm-hmm.
staff. And our doctors have served us really quite well. The partnership with Barnes has streamlined a lot of services that are not available at Barnes, but can be easily accessed here. And there were some things we were able to improve, and that was the time for transfer for them. Many times they would struggle to find an accepting facility, and we have been able to make that process very easy for them. Again, for patients that are within our abilities
right.
and within the service lines that we offer. So it's been an improvement there. And we've also, when those patients get better, we've been transferring those people back to Barnes so they can be back in their community, back with their family, utilizing the services at Barnes, so that the care can be kept local, because
mm-hmm.
again, transportation is a huge issue.
Right.
So I really have to say it's been a great partnership with them.
Mm-hmm.
They have been able to help us with things that we couldn't necessarily do easily, but together there's some strength in numbers. So we've been able to kind of go back and forth and share some services. And right. again, the outreach of the specialists there has been really very helpful. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be too premature, but we'll be adding another one very shortly. We just put the dates on the calendar, and barring any real obstacles that would come up, we would be introducing neurology services at that facility as well. So wonderful. Our neuro program is going to extend up there, and access to a neurologist right now or a PA or a nurse practitioner mm-hmm. trained in neurology really is, sometimes the waits are outwards of 6 months in other areas. So we're really going to try to make an improvement in that. And we actually are also out recruiting for another neurology service person, whether it be an advanced practice provider or another physician. And mm-hmm. The demand for neuro services really is just tremendous. And we just don't want to see that wait time going
on. Right. And again, this is all, you know, just making Way Memorial and the Way Memorial Health System stronger. And so, you know, I think, you know, one of the big questions that's out there is, how strong is Way Memorial Health System?
Sure. It's, you know, it's right now, you know, because of our community support and our portfolio, to be very honest, mm-hmm. we have been able to leverage that to do all of this expansion, because to survive in healthcare going forward, you have to do some of the things we have been doing, bringing in that specialty service, being able to service the patients in your own area, because again, access when they have to go someplace outside right. is very difficult. And I say that cautiously, because we all know we've heard a lot of cuts in the reimbursement world. And Wayne Memorial is not immune to those. And not that you ever want to depend on your investment portfolio to carry you, but this was strategic in that we decided to spend money in very specific areas, things that address the community health needs assessment, that what really should lead to more financial stability going forward by bringing these services on. And if in any business, if you do not invest in your business, then your business cannot grow.
Exactly.
And become more stable. So these were projected expenses that we knew we would have to put out. And frankly, in 2019, when we built the new tower, we had anticipated that we would be going into our investments for many years afterwards to support everything we were putting together, because it just wasn't going to be sustainable during the build period.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually, that lived pretty true to the predictions. So we our operation losses this year for our fiscal year close of June 30th are going to be pretty significant, but because of the investment portfolio, we were able to offset those losses. And remember, those losses really went into the capital improvements that we needed to make in order to bring all these services on and retain this physician talent in the area. Right. So while you look at the report card may not look overly optimistic, but it wasn't without a plan, and it wasn't without predicting exactly what needed to be done. I will say that we, again, will be spending probably 2026 getting some efficiencies built in, stabilizing all the expansion that has gone on, and we have hired some new positions mm-hmm. into the organization to help us do that, because with any kind of growth, you need the support staff right. and the leadership to be able to do that. We were able to recruit some very good talent from a large health system and be able to come to us and help us run what really now is over 50 physician specialists that we have in all the various areas that we've already talked about. And her name is Bridget Ravello.
Yes.
And we were able to get her from a competing health system in the western part of Pennsylvania. But she has really become one of our primary people in helping us get those offices organized. And right. we've also had a new team member this year, Nitin Agarwal, as a chief information officer, because as anyone can imagine, the technology push in adding all these services and locations is huge.
Right.
And we're very happy we out-recruited him from a system just over the border. and we're happy to have that talent and that skill here. Mm-hmm. So a lot of good expansion and mm-hmm. a lot of good plans for 26 in stabilization.
Right, right. And I know, you know, we probably could talk another 15 minutes. And of course, you know, just in less than 2 minutes about, you know, patient care. It really comes down to that, right? And our goal.
Yeah, absolutely. We keep a patient-centered focus, and we have done a couple of things this year to extend that patient-centered focus just even beyond the care. Mm-hmm. We knew we were addressing the care needs. We were addressing the community health needs assessment. But we're looking at that total patient care, and it's an area that always causes a lot of riff, and that's because somebody has to eventually pay a bill. And this year, our business office and our board of directors, who we're really grateful to for all their time, their dedication of their talent to our board and all of the boards that serve our health system, we adopted the American Hospital Association's financial billing practices. And really will help set the stage for putting us in line with acceptable processes to generate bills. And I know bills tend to be sometimes more painful than the illness. And what I would ask folks in the community, as we have made this commitment to adopt those American Hospital Association standards, it really demonstrates that we're trying to take care of the whole patient. It's not just about the clinical care right. that our specialists bring, but it's about making sure that we don't cause any undue distress on people. Mm-hmm. As we know, insurances are shrinking, coverage is shrinking. Those things add stress to people's lives. And we recognize that it's not just the physical care, but it's all the other supportive care that goes along, and trying to make the billing processes easier.
Right. Right. And again, it all, like you said, it all goes into patient care and our community.
Absolutely. I would like to just tell the community at large, have a great holiday. However you celebrate, stay safe. And hopefully everybody gets the opportunity to spend time with their family, their friends, and find some joy and peace in the season.
Well, yes. Thank you, Jim. And thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us. And yes, we wish you all a very happy and healthy holidays. Thank you for listening.